We present Albert and Me, a series of misadventures in the life of one single-parent family, starring Robert Lindsay as Brian Archer and featuring Pat Coombs, Diana King, Marcia Warren and Gordon Kay, with special guests Sarah Berger and Michael Bilton.
Now, are you sure, Bri? You've been through everything.
Yeah. I told you, Mum.
Well, I reckon you ought to check with the sorting office. Your invite's got lost.
No, Vera didn't send me one.
Oh, she must have
No. Would you like to bet on it?
But she's your sister, Bri. This is a big occasion for her. I'm sure she'd want you to be there.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's like an ambition fulfilled, isn't it? She's always wanted to be big in Finchley.
She made a start with that mouth of hers.
Brian, don't be rude.
Oh, well, Mum.
Let's have a look at my invite again.
Yeah, here you are.
Oh, and it printed lovely. The Committee of St. Mark's invite you to a garden party to be held on Saturday, 15th of May, in the church close to raise funds for the restoration of the church roof. Oh, isn't it lovely?
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Oh, it's got Vera's name at the bottom. Look, Mrs. V. Gibbs, RSVP. See, she's already got letters after her name. I wonder what they stand for.
Rotten pseudo, very posh.
Don't be like that, Bri. Just because you don't care about bettering yourself.
Not her way.
Well, good luck to her, I say. I'm proud for her. Here. Albert's very quiet,
yeah,
ain't he?
Yeah, I popped in to see him just now. He's fast asleep.
Oh, little sweetheart.
You know, I've sleeping a lot lately, Mum.
Oh, just like you when you was his age.
No, I never slept as much as him.
You did? You only woke up to eat and then back to sleep again. Just like your father.
Mrs. Archer, can I come in?
Hello, Mrs. Willis. We're in the kitchen.
Right.
She always pops round about this time for a cuppa.
Kettle boiled, Mrs. Archer?
Yes, all ready.
Hello, Brian. How are you and Albert keeping?
Oh, mustn't grumble.
That's what I always say. What good does complaining do?
True.
And where'd it get you?
Right here, Mrs. Willis.
Oh, you're having trouble with your indigestion as well, are you?
No, I was only joking.
Oh, and then there's me ear holes.
Oh, no, not again, Mrs.
Yes,
Willis.
Yes, been giving me jips since yesterday morning. I think it could be the wax.
Here we are. Mrs. Willis, have a nice hot cup of tea. That'll do it good.
Only if she pours it in her ear.
Oh, that's lovely. Mm.
I was just telling Brian about this garden party of Vera's.
Oh, yes. Have you had your invite yet, Brian?
No.
But you'll be going with your mum, won't you?
No, I haven't been invited.
Oh, Brian, I'm sure that's just a mistake. Vera will have a lot on her mind, you know.
With that church roof on her head.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, make a nice outing for little Albert.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Bri. It's going to be a big day for me. Going to something special like this, I'd feel all out of place on my own.
And that bus journey to Finchley is something terrible.
Terrible.
Especially if your mum's wearing her hat with the flowers on.
And I will be.
So there.
Well, I suppose. If you really want me to go with you.
Oh, I do. And I know Vera will be really pleased to see us all there.
Surrounded by her loved ones, so to speak.
Oh, my God, Brian.
Hello, Vera.
What are you doing here?
It's all right. No need to thank me for coming.
You weren't invited?
No, but we thought we'd come along with Mum.
That's right.
To support you and your roof. Didn't we? Albert? Oh, look at him.
He's gone off to sleep.
Yeah. That's the bus ride. Warn him out.
Mother, I'd like a word with you.
Yes, dear.
In private, if I may.
Oh, don't worry about us, Vera. Me and Albert just circulate.
No.
Why not?
You just stay here, do you hear? And don't talk to anyone, don't even smile at anyone. Come on, Mother.
Is it all right if I breathe?
You remember what I said?
I must say, Vera, you've done a lovely job arranging all this.
Mother, Why did you bring him, of all people?
Oh, well, I thought you'd forgotten him.
It was precisely because I remembered him and what he's like that I didn't invite him.
But he was company for me on the bus, Vera.
Well, he's here now, so I'll just have to make the best of it. And I'm going to have a word with him.
Oh, don't worry, he'll behave himself.
He's better. Now, Mother, perhaps you'd like to circulate a little?
Oh, yes, all right, dear. Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Can I start circulating as well? Albert's woken up.
Now, Brian.
Where's the food, Vera? Me and Albert are feeling a bit peckish.
Yes, oh, Brian,
I don't want you spoiling this afternoon for me.
Oh, come on. You know me.
Exactly. There are some very influential people here this afternoon.
I know. We've just come, haven't we?
We've just come.
And I do not want them upset. Do you understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
If I make a success of this church roof, who knows? I may even get the job of treasurer.
Oh, Vera. Or even a job as a steeplejack.
This is just the sort of thing I expect from you.
What is?
Tasteless jokes. Keep that child of yours under control. I don't want him chewing the tables, dropping his food.
Oh, you said it, didn't you?
And remember, no funny voices.
What? Oh, you mean I can't do my...
He's looking at you, Blige, huh?
My friends will not appreciate it.
But everyone loves it down the job centre.
If you even mention you're unemployed.
Why not, Vera? There's an awful lot of us.
I'm warning you, Brian. If you show me up...
Right. Can we go now?
Yes. But I shall be watching you every minute.
Don't worry! Come on. Let's go and have a really boring time.
Now, let me see. That's the cheese there, and these are the twiglets. Where did I put the savoury cracker?
Edward!
Oh, yes, my sweet, I'm just arranging the refreshments.
Forget the refreshments, we've got a problem outside.
Oh, it's not those portable toilets again, is it?
No, it's my brother.
Brian?
He's here.
No.
At my garden party with that child of his.
Oh, my Lord.
Edward, I want you to follow them around, watch them like a hawk.
But I've still got the vol-au-vents to do. The anchovies keep falling out.
Never mind the vol-au-vents. Mrs. Johnson can do them. You keep an eye on Brian and Albert. If either of them puts a single foot wrong, I want you to inform me immediately.
Yes, my love.
Especially if Brian starts doing his impressions. Or that ridiculous ventriloquist act with Albert.
Oh, yes. That's very funny, that.
Edward.
Well, it's not all that funny, I suppose.
And at all costs, keep them away from our guest of honour. That will be the absolute end. What is it, Edward?
Would you like me to stuff the eggs first?
Edward.
Yes, my love.
Ryan and Albert.
Yes, my love.
Of course, Your Reverend. I mean, it must be difficult for you in this day and age getting the audiences in.
A congregation.
Oh, yes. Exactly, of course.
But it is true. When I was a young curate, one could guarantee a full church every Sunday at matins and evensong. But today, alas.
Yeah, it must be hard. I mean, you standing up there in a pulpit talking to yourself.
Do you take this young man to church?
No.
Do you belong to a church?
Half and half, I suppose.
I'm not sure I understand you.
Well, I suppose because I'm a don't know.
Ah, you're an agnostic.
Yeah, but I'm a sort of Church of England agnostic.
Ah, yes, I see. I think. Ah, there's Miss Watson waving at me. Would you excuse me?
Yeah, right. Very nice talking to you.
And to you. And good day to you too, young fellow.
Wave bye-bye. Wave bye-bye, Albert.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. What a nice bloke, eh?
There you are.
Hey, Vera. Nice bloke. Nice bloke, your vicar.
What were you saying to him?
Oh, the usual things, you know, like, is there a God? And if so, what's he doing about the church roof, you know?
You don't care, do you? You don't care about me.
Oh, I do, Vera. I do, really.
Look, isn't it time you were taking Mum home?
She's enjoying herself.
Well, that needn't stop you from leaving.
Anyway, we haven't had anything to eat yet.
Oh, it's your dendend.
Oh, Mrs.
It all seems to be going very well, thanks to you.
Oh, you're very kind, Mrs. Xavier.
And who is this young man?
Oh, this is...
Aunt Vera's brother, Brian.
This is my brother.
And this is my son, Albert.
Say hello, Albert.
Hello.
How sweet. Coochie-coo. Mm-hmm. Is your wife here?
No.
No, I'm not married.
So this little fellow is a...
Right, yes. He takes after me.
Oh,
oh, in his looks. I mean, look at his smile, look. You can see where his teeth have come through. Look at them, look. They're like a set of tombstones.
Yes, wonderful.
But don't put your finger too near, though, or he'll have it off at the knuckle.
And have you been to the refreshment tent yet, Mrs. Xavier?
No, I haven't.
No, nor have we. Oh,
so sorry, Brian. This way, Mrs. Xavier. I'm sure you'll like the display.
She trod on my foot.
Twitch had a boot.
On the boot.
Your foot is your foot.
I tell you what, Albert. It's the last time I go anywhere to support a roof of hers.
Oh, well, isn't it going a treat, Vera?
So far.
Yeah, your Redwood done a lovely job on those refreshments.
Yes, he did. Under my direction, of course.
Yeah. Mind, I had a bit of a problem with them halves of sardines and that crusty bread.
Anchovies, Mother?
Now, if he'd stuck them in with fish paste...
Oh, my God!
Oh, no, they weren't that bad.
Look at Brian.
Where? Oh, yes, he's talking to that nice young lady who made that speech.
Lady Samantha!
Oh, it was a very nice speech. Short. I like short speeches. Oh. Thank you for coming. That's my favourite.
Oh, my God! He's holding Albert out to her.
Oh, isn't that nice?
No, it isn't. He'll start pulling at her dress.
Brian wouldn't do that. Well, at least not in public.
Not Brian. A child of his. Oh, my God, the guest of honour. I can't turn my back for one second. I'll kill Edward for this. I told him to keep an eye on them.
Oh, look. She's cuddling Albert.
Oh, you realise he's doing this on purpose. Deliberately. Just to show me up in front of all my friends. Let me get at that brother of mine. I won't have it, Mother. I won't.
Go on. It's your turn. Now, hold him like this.
I couldn't.
Look, it's easy. Now, just clench your teeth. Go on, like that. And keep your lips still. Now, tickle Albert's tummy. Right. Now, try it. Go on.
Got the gear.
Hello, boys and girls.
Now,
you had
a little
lamb.
It's
Lisa's
light as day.
Very good.
I don't believe it.
Oh, hello, Vera. I was just saying to Sam here...
Sam?
Brian, I will kill you for this.
You said that without moving your lips.
Hello, Mrs. Gibbs.
Oh, hello, Lady Samantha.
I didn't realise that Brian was your brother.
Yes. Sometimes.
Yeah, great sense of humour, this girl, my sister.
Brian, hadn't you better take Albert back?
Hey, where to?
Australia, preferably.
No, that's perfectly all right. After all, it's a long time since I last held him.
You held him? You mean Albert?
Yes.
Yeah, you see, Sam was in the...
You have no respect.
Well, that's quite all right. It's what my friends call me.
Friends?
I met Sam at the maternity unit where Albert was born.
Really?
I used to do part-time voluntary work at the hospital.
Yeah, and I thought she was one of the nurses.
I remember your brother very well. He was such a nuisance.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were.
I can imagine.
No, I was worried because I didn't think Rose was getting proper attention. I mean, some of these maternity hospitals treat pregnant women like battery ends. You know, if the egg doesn't pop out on time...
Brian, please!
Still, it all turns out all right. And here he is.
Bouncing
and full of beans.
Yeah, it's not too full. I wouldn't ask you to hold him.
I'm sorry that it didn't quite work out. You and Rose.
Oh, it's one of those things. Do you fancy something to eat?
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
I'll walk you to the refreshment tent.
Or I could ask Edward to bring Lady Samantha something on a tray, if you would prefer.
Of course she wouldn't. Would you?
No, that's perfectly all right, Mrs. Gibbs. Huh. I'm sure your brother can look after me.
Of course we can. Can't we? Albert?
Yes, it's dinner.
See you, Vera. It's my brother-in-law, Edward. He's in charge of the refreshments, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, still, the sausage roll should be all right.
Well, thank goodness that's over.
I have never been so humiliated in all my life.
Oh, I don't know.
What?
No, I meant I thought the garden party went off very well.
Off very well? Is that what you really think?
Well, everybody seemed to like my refreshments.
My refreshments, Edward. I told you how to prepare them. Remember, Edward?
Anyway, it didn't rain.
You've missed the point, haven't you, Edward? As you always do.
What, my love?
Why should I expect anything different? I should know you by now. I was talking about Brian and my guest of honour.
Oh, that.
That? Is that all you can say, Ovat? You do realise what that brother of mine was doing, don't you, Edward?
Well, I saw him talking to her, my love.
Talking? Edward? He was chatting her up.
Oh, no.
Are you contradicting me, Edward?
No, my love.
I heard him, with my own ears, ask her for a date. And they exchange phone numbers, and you know what that means, don't you?
Good heavens. What does it mean?
Oh. Honestly, Edward, you're so dense. It means he is after her, my guest of honour. And he met her at a garden party that I organised.
Oh, yes. I think that's very romantic.
You would. And what about me?
Well, you're romantic as well.
Oh, stupid. You do realise that if he does do anything with Lady Samantha, it could ruin my reputation.
Your reputation?
She was a guest at my garden party. The committee will probably never allow me to organise another.
But Vera...
Of course, if anything does happen, it's all your fault. You do realise that, don't you?
My fault?
Naturally. I told you to keep an eye on Brian, and you didn't. Did you, Edward?
Oh, but Vera...
I just hope that the church roof committee will understand when I explain it to them, that's all.
But Vera...
Or I'll never be able to hold my head up in Finchley ever again.
But Vera...
I just hope that you'll be able to live with the knowledge of all the damage you've done.
Babysitting again, Mrs. Archer?
Yes.
Yes. So your Brian's out on the town again?
I don't mind. He's just gone out for a meal with that Lady Samantha.
If that's all he's having.
No, it's just for company.
That's as may be, but chalk and cheese, Mrs. Archer. That's what it is.
What is?
Your Brian and Lady Samantha. Not that I've got anything against your Brian. He's your son. But he's not upper class, is he?
Well, no.
So but... it stands to reason he's not familiar with your upper class ways.
Well, he's washed upstairs, downstairs.
Oh, worlds apart, Mrs. Archer. You take my word for it. They're the upper crust, while we're just the breadcrumbs.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're all human beings, Mrs. Willis. We're all the same with no clothes on.
Oh, you and me, maybe, but have you ever seen your upper-class person in the raw, if you'll excuse my language?
Well, no, I don't think so, no.
Exactly. So how can you be so certain we're all the same?
Well,
I mean... They have little fingers trained to stick out while they're drinking their tea.
I never thought of that, Mrs. Willis.
And their heads are designed special, with grooves to wear them tiaras.
No!
It's true, as I'm here, with my feet on your fender. No, Mrs. Archer, if your Brian's starting something with this lady, what's it? I hope he knows what he's letting himself in for.
Oh, yes, I'm sure he does.
Here you are, Albert. Come on. This is toast. Now, come on. Come on. It's meant to be that colour. Well, no, possibly not as black as that, but... It's good for you. Helps your teeth grow big and strong. Come on. Oh, look, you might at least try and get it on the plate.
Right, so
Oh, anyway, look, you make sure you're on your best behaviour at Gran's tonight, all right?
Nana.
Oh. Hey, Albert, listen, I was just thinking, I mean, you know, nothing special in mind, you know? How would you feel if I was to settle down with someone regular, you know?
Was I a boy, not a fool? Was I a boy, not a fool? Was I a boy, not a
You would, eh? Ah. Oh. Oh, well, you can't say fairer than that.
That was a lovely dinner, Brian. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's not bad. Do you want any more wine? I'll get another bottle.
No, I'll just have coffee.
Right. Excuse me.
Oui, monsieur?
Two coffees, please.
Certainement, monsieur.
I think he's English, really.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. I had an uncle once who was a waiter.
Oh?
Yeah, he's 6'4", right? And he had one leg shorter than the other. He was like a human leaning tower of Pisa. His Uncle Ted, I kid you not, he was one of those waiters people always make jokes about.
Oh?
You know, waiter.
Oui, monsieur?
Oh, sorry. Nothing. I was just clearing my throat.
Merci, monsieur.
Caught you that time.
Yeah, you know the sort of joke I mean. Like, waiter, have you got frog's legs? Then hop over the counter and get me a sandwich. You know what I mean?
You're a fool. Pass the sugar.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Thanks.
Sam?
Yes?
Listen, I've been thinking.
Yes?
Well, we get on, don't we? You and me.
Oh, yes, we do. Very well. I think I enjoy being with you more than nearly anyone else I know.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's strange, that, isn't it?
What? That I like being with you?
No. I mean, it's not that I think I'm wonderful or anything. I mean, oh, look, what I'm trying to say...
Yes?
Are you doing anything at the end of the month?
The end of the month?
Yeah, well, there's this rock festival at Reading, you know?
Oh. I won't be here.
You won't be where?
I won't be in England.
Oh.
I'm going to Switzerland.
Oh, great. What? How long for?
3 years.
Three... Whew, blimey. 3 years?
Yes.
When are you going?
The 20th. I'm going to college there.
You're a bit old for college, aren't you?
There isn't an age limit, you know.
I know, but why Switzerland? I mean, what's wrong with the colleges over here? There's a good poly at the end of my street.
Well, my father wants me to go, and, well, I suppose I do too.
Yeah,
well,
it's nice. What are you going to do over there? I mean, why Switzerland? Are you going to be a clockmaker?
It's a general course. I'm doing it to help my fluency in French and German.
Ah.
You could come and see me.
Oh, yeah. I just tell the Social Security to post my week's benefit to Zurich. Yeah, I'll tell them.
It's just a thought. There will be holidays, of course, when I'll be back in England.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Perhaps we can see one another then.
Yeah, right. Why not?
I'm sorry.
No. Nothing to be sorry about.
Should have told you before.
No, I mean, it's not as if it's something... Well...
No, I suppose not.
No.
So, I'm sorry.
Well, as they say, as things go...
Yes?
I suppose it just went.
So she's gone, has she?
Who?
Your lady, what's it?
Samantha.
That's the one.
She went yesterday.
Like ships that pass in the night.
She went by plane.
No, I mean you and her. Ships that pass in the night on the stormy seas of life.
Who's that on the stormy seas, Mrs. Willis?
Him and her.
She's still going on about me and Sam.
Oh, Lady Samantha.
Yeah, of course it's for the best, really, that's what I say.
Yeah, she does.
The fickle finger of fate points, and having pointed... Bends.
True.
It's chalk and cheese, Brian. It would have led nowhere.
I didn't think it would lead anywhere.
You've moved out of your class.
Look, I didn't want it to lead anywhere. It was nothing to do with class. We were just friends, that's all. Nothing special.
Class, that's what it is, her having to go away.
It was nothing to do with class.
Anyway, Brian, there's always Maureen down the chip shop.
You're right, Mrs. Archer. She's Maury's class.
Yeah. She likes you. She told me you've got attractive ears. Yeah. She said they turn her on.
Did she?
My husband had class. But that was before I knew him.
Here, I tell you what. Anyone fancy some chips?
That was Albert and Me by Jim Eldred, starring Robert Lindsay as Brian Archer, with Pat Coombs as his mum, Diana King as Mrs. Willis and Mrs. Xavier, Marcia Warren as Vera, and Gordon Kay as Edward. Also this week, Sarah Berger featured as Lady Samantha, and Michael Bilton as the vicar and the waiter. Oh. Albert's gone to sleep. It's all the excitement, isn't it? I'll give him this banana later on.
Oh, I said a banana for his papa.
All right. There you are, Albert. Or should I say, Pat Coombs. Incidental music was written by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson. Oh.